Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, the great thing about sports in Cleveland, especially, at least it just feels this way because we're here and we're paying attention, I guess, is that storylines just seem to appear, don't they?
They do.
Out of nowhere, some new storyline pops up. Like, let's say your quarterback's favorite former wide receiver suddenly becomes available.
Suddenly.
That has happened. It's DeAndre Hopkins, and a lady who's going to talk all about it with us joins us right now. She's Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, and she joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. You sound busy.
Sounds like a party.
Let me try to go somewhere where it's a little bit more quiet. I am actually at the golf outing right now, and we are going to be talking to, we actually might be talking to Deshaun today, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I guess there would be no better person to ask about that than him. And then we'll have Kevin too. So yeah, it should be pretty interesting.
Yeah. Deshaun might have an idea. What do you think?
Yeah.
What's your idea?
I would think he would have an idea. I wrote a column the other day saying that they should pursue him because why not? I mean, you know, why not go ahead and pursue him?
If you are
all in and you're trying to make it to the Super Bowl, you know, why wouldn't you do that? You would. I mean, that's why you go out and you sign the Za'Darius Smiths of the world and all the other players that you have acquired. So if I were them, I would go ahead and pursue it, toss your hat into the ring, you know, just see what comes of it and kind of go from there.
Mary Kay, can you give us the red carpet report from the golf outing? Who's out there today? Who's not? Or not who's not, but who's out there?
It's all just getting underway. And, okay. You know, I don't know what players are playing in it yet, but a lot of the players are going to be joining the foursomes, at least for the first nine holes. And I'm sure it'll be mostly, you know, guys that, you know, that enjoy golf. But I don't know exactly who's going to be here yet. Like I said, I know Deshaun will be here and a number of other guys, but not 100% sure yet which ones are all going to be golfing today.
If you're DeAndre Hopkins, are you thinking Cleveland, and are you thinking, reuniting with Deshaun Watson? I thought it was interesting, Mary Kay. A list came out of like five teams that he thought he would play for, and the Browns weren't on that list of the quarterbacks that he would play for. Do you think he'd want to come here?
Oh yeah, sure. He would want to play with Deshaun Watson and be reunited with Deshaun Watson. They're very close. They're very good friends. He made the Pro Bowl three straight seasons when he played with Deshaun. So there would be no reason he wouldn't want to play with Deshaun. The only reason why he didn't name Deshaun in that situation was because he kind of knew at that point he was not on the radar. He was still under contract, with Arizona at that point. And the game has changed now. Now he's a free agent. And anybody can toss their hat into the ring. And all the things that he has on his wish list, they check off all those boxes. Stable management, good defense, a quarterback that rallies the troops and really wants to win, opportunity to win a Super Bowl. So, the Browns check off all those boxes. And, of course, why wouldn't he want to play with Deshaun Watson? So it's definitely something that they should at least inquire about.
I think it would be a fabulous pickup, Mary Kay. I mean, that would put them over the top in anything they could possibly do this offseason after beefing up the defensive line, adding some other depth at wide receiver, if you could bring in a guy of that caliber. And I wonder, how do you make it work financially? Or do you think he's willing to not take the money that he, you know, might command to come back here for a year?
Well, I think sometimes you take a little bit of a discount to get into a situation where you can win a Super Bowl and where you can hit the jackpot again in the off season, and you can play with somebody that you like and you find that good defense. So if all things, you know, if all things are being equal, you would take more money to play with, you know, the different team. But if things are not equal, you might take a little bit less to play for a team that has every single thing that you want. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, the money, it's not going to come cheap. It's not going to come cheap. But the Browns are very, very creative. Whatever money they would need to pay him, they can find it.
Mary-Kay, what was your biggest takeaway from last week? And, you know, what's the mood of the organization? I know it feels like we're a million miles away from a game, but, yeah, I mean, you can tell if there's a good energy around camp.
Yeah, it's really good. It's always really good at this time of year, though. So I can't honestly say it feels all that much different than it did in any other year that, you know, that people have been really super excited about the Browns. I mean, perhaps different in those years where you knew that they weren't poised to win. But in other year, recent years, when you've had, you know, Baker and Nick Chubb and Odell and Jarvis Landry, and people were talking Super Bowl, you know, it has that feel to it where everybody's really, really excited about what's going on around this football team.
What's the defensive line feel like to you? I'm kind of giddy about the guys that he brought in. I love the fact that he brought in some guys with experience and a little bit of flair, it seems, Mary Kay.
Yeah, that's going to be you know, a strength of the team. They've committed a lot of resources to it. You know that Jim Schwartz is going to do everything he can to make sure that those guys are doing, you know, really well and getting to the quarterback and getting their sacks and all those kinds of things. So the defensive line is definitely going to be something to watch this year, and it will. I think it has the potential to be one of the better ones in the NFL.
Listening to Za'Darius Smith last week was so refreshing, Mary Kay, especially when he started talking about his contract. I'm like, who does that? You know? And so I just wanted to hear, you know, your take on him. And I know guys win the press conference all the time, especially their first. But, man, I'm excited to see him on the field, and I can't wait to hear what comes out of his mouth next because he's refreshing.
Yeah. I thought the contract talk was interesting. You don't often hear guys admit that, you know, that was the reason, you know, that you left the team. You know, sometimes they try to sugarcoat that a little bit. But, you know, he was more than happy to just kind of be honest about how that all went down. And he's very happy here. He's got his $11.75 million guaranteed, which is what these guys want. They want guaranteed money. And that's another thing that, like, if you want DeAndre Hopkins here, you give him a boatload of guaranteed money up front, and you dangle that in front of him, and that's something these guys really appreciate. So Za'Darius comes in very happy, not just because of that, of course, but chance to work with Myles Garrett and really have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Mary Kay, should we look into the Browns working out Daryl Henderson in any way, shape, or form, not necessarily just because it's him, but because they're looking at veteran running backs?
Yeah, I think it's something to keep an eye on. They'll sign someone, and it's just a matter of who. They have to, you know, they're doing their due diligence on all of these guys. So, yeah, I mean, I think you can read something into that. Yeah, but I, you know, I don't necessarily know if they're planning to sign him, but they are. I do, and I have been writing that they will sign some kind of a running back at some point, I think, before training camp.
I would agree with you on that. I thought there were some rankings that I saw, Mary Kay, on corners that I thought were pretty fascinating, and corners around the NFL, and they had Martin Emerson ranked higher than Denzel Ward and Greg Newsome not on those rankings. And I, on one hand, I thought, well, I don't know if I agree with that. On the other hand, I thought, boy, did they get a good one in Martin Emerson. Are they set at corner with those three guys? It clearly is a position of strength on the defense, and I wonder how that evolves.
Yeah, they're pretty well set at cornerback. They like what they have. You know, they've got three starting caliber cornerbacks that they really like a lot in Denzel, Martin Emerson, and Greg. And some of those rankings come from, you know, last year and how they played last year. Denzel got off to a rocky start, and I know he's looking to rebound and have a better season. So, yeah, we'll have to kind of see how it goes. I would say that, you know, they feel really set there. I don't see that that is a position where they're going to be going out and looking for a bunch of new faces.
Mary Kay, this is a question. I think if you're listening along the way and you're wondering, okay, the Browns are in Berea right now and they're doing OTAs, what really gets accomplished at OTAs? Like, I don't know that fans know. I mean, we know that they kind of do a little bit here, a little bit there, but what's the goal of OTAs and what gets accomplished?
Well, they're practicing 11-on-11s and they're installing, you know, new schemes, and the new coordinators in Bubba Ventrone and Jim Schwartz are working with their teams for the first time, working with their players for the first time. You've got Kevin Stefanski, now he's got Deshaun Watson for the whole season, and he's out there getting his timing down with his new receivers. He's got five new pass catchers. So a lot gets accomplished, a real lot gets accomplished. And coaches really, really appreciate it when players show up for OTA. So it's really not just a throwaway situation.
Mary Kay, enjoy the golf outing.
Thank you. Hopefully, hit them straight. You should just go out and play. Forget about it.
Yeah, forget covering.
I should. Yeah, why work today?
Yeah, I agree.
Unless Deshaun says that, you know, he's had a house guest this weekend or something.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
I'll talk to you guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I also think, and I'll check this out, I don't think that Hopkins is officially released yet. Like, I think there's still paperwork to be done on that.
Get on that legal beagle.
I'm on it. I read that this morning.
We're going to make Jeff Thomas do it next, right here on Baskin and Phelps. I think that lady whose car got smashed by that wheel, that tire, she needed a new car, man.
How many rows did you think? If I were Chevy, I would do that. Wouldn't you?
If I were Roger Penske and my cars are Chevys in the Indy, I'm doing that.
Did you see how, I mean, that thing?
It went like 350 yards.
And it was weird. Did it pop out? There was like an empty part of the stands, right? So it didn't go, it didn't go in the stands. It was like it went through the uprights.
There's a great picture that you see the tire in the air over nothing but fans, and about one out of every 10 fans is looking at the tire. One guy's pointing at it. You see, you know, some people caught it. Some are looking at the wreck. It was a bad wreck. Could have been significantly worse, obviously, and apparently that tire bounced for 350 yards. The end of the race was interesting. They had three red flags in the last eight to ten laps of the race, so they just shut her down. And the last lap of the race was a one-lap shootout. That was it.
I'm looking at the damage to the car.
Not good.
That's not too bad. I mean, it just kind of it dented out the hood, crushed one of the lights. I don't know. Did it flatten her tire? I'm just thinking about that too. And it took out like the was that the quarter panel?
There? If I'm Penske, if I'm Chevy, I'm stepping up. And of course, Penske owns the track.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
he said they're going to be a big investigation as to why the tether didn't hold. But Jeff probably nailed it. You know, if you're sliding, if the tether was under the car as it was sliding upside down, I can't imagine you'd expect it to hold.
Yeah, if I was the tire company, I would go buy it. I would do all that.
There you go.
Yeah.
The race started with this. This is Jewel singing the national anthem. Type in Jewel in Google, and you get this. Jewel's acoustic take on national anthem at Indy 500 divides fans. Jewel sings reimagined national anthem at Indy 500. People have opinions. Jewel's rendition of the national anthem at Indy 500 has fans divided. Jewel's twist on national anthem at Indianapolis 500 fails to resonate with fans. Watch Jewel sing Indy 500 National Anthem, best or worst rendition. Let's hear more. Reimagined? Kind of going folk songy?
Don't make me go Hanson on you. I'm trying to listen.
Are you divided, fans? Two and 6474. Zero, zero, 92. Uh-huh.
I don't like you.
Why?
Because you're talking all over the song.
Well,
it's the anthem, and you're talking over words. It's like—is
it the anthem, or is it Jewel doing a folk song?
Well, it's still you have to respect the anthem, and you're talking all over it. Like the Hanson brothers said, I'm trying to listen to the song. They didn't say it that way, but I'm trying to listen to the song. I will never, ever, ever talk over the anthem, no matter how it sounds.
Well, good. I'm
because
glad I was leading the show today.
I did a basketball game in Montana. And I was doing sidelines, and our play-by-play guy,
oh, yeah.
Like they missed
you
time.
Threw it to you right when.
No, it wasn't me. It was him. They missed time the open. And rather than just playing the anthem, they did the open while the anthem was going in the background. And the phones
were lighting
up back at the station.
You've heard Jewel here. What do you think?
I think it's okay. I don't have a real problem. First of all, she has a beautiful voice. So. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of messing with the anthem. I don't think the anthem needs to be a time where it's look at me and look at how I can
interpretation.
Redo the song. I still think the greatest anthem I've ever heard was at when they were the Indians. The Indians brought in the Cleveland Boys Choir, and they sang it, and they were out. And they just sang it right through without – I think it was probably like a minute and a half. It was fantastic. It sounded perfect, and I was very happy with that. I don't have a real problem with what Jewel did. Do you?
No, but. And I saw all the headlines before I heard her anthem.
Okay.
So I went back and listened to it, and I thought, actually, she did a very nice job. And I thought she sang it, you know, she kept the melody intact, which some people don't do. You know what I mean? I mean, the melody was actually there. And so she sang it in, you know, a very acoustic version. She had her guitar going. And she did kind of take a few liberties, but basically the melody was in place. I do have one issue, and I'll get to that after we talk to Phil in Brecksville. Hi, Phil.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Phil?
Fine.
The only thing I would say, I only got a second here, but the only thing I would say is the national anthem is meant to inspire, and that did not inspire anybody.
Phil, my question is this. When someone sings the national anthem at a game and at an event, and about the only time we ever hear it anymore is at sporting events, right? Is it supposed to be to lead you in the singing of the national anthem, or are you supposed to sit back like you're at a concert and hear somebody interpret it? That's my question.
Well, like I said, it's a patriotic, and we're talking about it's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
My point out of it is an anthem is meant to have remembrance of something and inspire you. You know, you're not there to, at a concert. You're there to remember what the anthem is about. It's your national anthem. And that's all I say. And I don't think that rendition does anything to, it did nothing to inspire me at all.
Phil, thank you very much. Certainly interpreted.
Here's the deal, man. You hired Jewel to sing the song.
And she did it at the All-Star game in Utah.
Yeah, I mean.
So you kind of had a clue.
Okay, so, I mean, if you're going to be mad at the Indy 500 because you hired Jewel. You know what Jewel sounds like. And that's what you got. You got Jewel to sing the anthem. And that's how Jewel sings the anthem.
You know what I loved back in the day? And now they do it again. Now, part of it was because I played trumpet. the Dallas Cowboys back in the day used to have the same guy, lone trumpeter, go out and play the anthem, just play it straight. And just play it. And that was the national anthem, and people sang along. He provided the melody. Well, now they have another guy on trumpet doing the exact same thing, and I think it's fabulous. And it, to me, Andy, I've always thought if you really want it to be effective, aren't you having, you couldn't sing along with Jewel if you wanted to.
No, because you didn't know where she was going. I agree.
Right, you don't know if she's going to hold quarter note for, you know, eight counts instead of one. You don't know what's going on.
Let me just say this. Give me Rocco Ascotti, right, when we were kids, or give me Danielle Danberg, who sings the anthem plenty of times over at the ballpark. They both do a fantastic job. Rocco did a fantastic job.
Rocco was tough to sing along with, though.
I don't care. He was a part of my childhood, and okay. I'll never forget Rocco singing the anthem. And he was important as just kind of the fixture of the ballpark when we were kids, the old municipal. And Danielle's the same thing to me now. Like when we hear Danielle sing the anthem over at the ballpark now.
Is it sacrilege to say that Rocco, though, might have done an inspiring job, wasn't the greatest of versions of the national anthem? Is that sacrilege?
Wait, for Jewel or for, I'm sorry, say that again?
For Rocco Ascotti.
I loved Rocco
Ascotti. I enjoyed listening to him as well. Again, I just wonder, should you be able to sing along? Dan is in Brook Park. Hi, Dan.
Hey, I didn't know who you were talking about at first, like which anthem.
Yeah.
But I when I was on hold, I heard, but Dallas Stars anthem lady. Have you heard her yet?
No.
She is like tone deaf, and they keep putting her on every game in the playoffs. It's the worst I've ever heard it be sung, is this lady for the Dallas Stars. I don't know how they keep having her back.
What do you think of Jewel's version, Dan?
Huh?
What do you think of Jewel's version that we've been playing here?
I thought it was horrible. I heard it when I was waiting. It's
all right. Gotcha.
That's horrible.
All right. I'll tell you who else is really, really good at it is Leo Walsh, the guy who does the Blue Jackets anthem. He's really good, too.
But, you know, if you just sing the song,
and that's what he
people
does.
Can sing along with you.
Yeah.
Mark's in Cleveland. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, listen, all I had to say is, hey, at least it wasn't Carl Lewis singing it.
There you go. Thank you. Or hey, Roseanne Barr.
If you have that on tape, play that one, and then you see how many people complain.
Hey, Mark, who hired Carl to sing that national anthem?
I don't know. He probably paid his own way.
I don't know, man. Mark, thank you very much.
Now, I
Poor
think
Carl Lewis.
Everyone talks about the worst rendition of all time, but I don't think that anything can top this.
Fergie?
That's all I can take. We have a much longer clip. But yeah, that was Fergie at the 2018 NBA All-Star Game.
That didn't go over well.
It was so for all the people who were – because I think that Jewel did fine. I thought it was a little – we talked about this a little bit before the show. I thought it was a little bit slow.
Yeah.
I don't think that the national anthem is a funeral procession, and that's how a lot of pop stars perform it.
Yeah.
So I would love it to be a little bit fast. It doesn't have to be upbeat, but it has to be a little bit faster. So that's my only complaint about Jewel's rendition.
Should you be able to sing along? I don't know. Steve's in Akron. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, hey, how are we doing today, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. I got a question for Jeff Feltz. Jeff, do you consider yourself a respectful man?
Yeah.
Do you consider it respectful to speak over the national anthem?
All right, Steve, thank you.
Told you, Steve.
Yeah.
I told you.
Okay, sorry, Andy. Doing a radio thing, we're squeezing it into 10 minutes. Phil's in Elyria. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great
Good.
Show.
Thanks, Phil.
Hey, you know, I got an opposite opinion of the other Phil, I guess, there. You know, you hire, like I think someone said earlier, you hire Jewel, you know what to expect there.
Yeah.
If everyone's saying it the same way, you just use a recording because everybody's got to have that same rhythm and the same interpretation and the same everything. I mean, you wouldn't have the Whitney Houston rendition or the Jimi Hendrix or the Rocco Ascotti. Love Rocco Ascotti. You wouldn't have those if forever the national anthem sounds exactly the same way. I think that hiring people to come in and do this sounds great as long as they're respectful. They're not disrespecting anybody. They're not, you know, mocking any sort of style. You know, let's go for it. I love them.
Bill, should you be able to sing along?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, we have cover bands and we have any music that's ever been recorded. We have other people sing it. We hear their interpretations. And again, it livens it up. It freshens it up a little bit.
Okay. Sure, it's just tough for 300,000 people to sing along if you don't have any idea where they're going. That's my it's a question.
Again, if that's the case, if we've had that through history, then we've lost some pretty great recordings of our national anthem.
All right, Phil, thank you very much.
This is a lively debate.
I love a band doing it myself. You know, band, some kind of a band.
Like I said,
Cleveland Orchestra.
I'm good with Cleveland Boys Choir. Boom, out there, sing it. See ya.
Nice. Guardians playing a little better baseball. Short sample size. Wonder what Chris Ossenheimer of the Chronicle Telegram thinks about that. He's next, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.